When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 15th edition. Got a 10-game banger for you to get the week started. Hope you guys had a great weekend. A lot of baseball action, golf in the bag, preseason week one, all up and done. So lots of good stuff going on over there. If you have any questions for the DFS action, for the season-long fantasy content, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes or whatever platform you choose to listen. If you're watching it on the old YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, and a comment would be great as well. Season-long Fantasy Baseball, Benched with Bubba, coming at you twice again this week. Episode 500 coming up later this week, so lots of fun stuff there also. All right, 10 games for you on your Monday. Your totals on this 10-game slate: Cubs-Nationals, 8. Orioles-Jays, 9. Mets, Braves, 8. Royals, Twins, 8.5. A's, Rangers, 8. Dodgers, Brewers, 8. Mariners, Angels, 6.5. So a whole lot of 8s involved in that slate of action. And let's talk pitching. And, you know, we joke about it. DK's done it right for a while now. Shohei Ohtani is your most expensive pitcher on this slate. At home against the Seattle Mariners at $10,300. He's got like a 20.4, it feels like, these days. It's been ridiculous. Facing Seattle, striking out almost 22% of the time versus righties this past month, hitting 208 with a 91 WRC plus. If you want to pay for Shohei, not going to argue that with you. The total on that game is 6.5. The lowest on the slate is at Shohei versus Luis Castillo, an absolute barn burner of a game to watch. So if you want to go with Shohei, you can. I think you can save a few shekels and get some other really, really good pitchers, some strong pitching on this slate. So if you want to go Shohei, zero problem. If you want to go Garrett Cole at 10-1 versus the Rays, I got zero problem. Cole's a beast. The fact he's not the highest priced pitcher on a slate is pretty bonkers, but Tampa Bay striking out almost 24% of the time versus righties, 234 average, 104 WRC plus. You know, you might have an argument for Cole over Ohtani. You could easily do that. Save $200. And Cole's just been a lights out machine, but so is Ohtani. So both really good spots. If you don't, you hit your night with the one, the only, Luis Castillo, $9,200. At the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, since he's come over from Cincinnati, absolutely filthy. Just been great. He got the Yankees twice. Even with Cincinnati, he's put up 20-plus points in 2, 4, 6, 7 straight starts. He's just been beast mode, 101. The strikeouts have been there in a big way, and he gets to play the Angels. Striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties, 226 average, 92 WRC+. Castillo is in a phenomenal spot at $9,200 if you want to go there. I'm always a Spencer Strider fan. It's total GPP play because he's all or nothing. Is he efficient enough to go deep? All those kind of questions. So tournaments, sure. Otherwise, avoid and go with caution. Freddy Peralta's interesting versus the Dodgers because of the price point, but they're still slow playing him. 67 pitches, 65 pitches. I just don't see him going deep enough to be effective. So I wouldn't get too cute with that one. In tournaments, though, you got a couple really fun options here. You got Josiah Gray at 79, super risky, has not shown that ceiling in quite some time. But Joe Ryan at 73, massive fly ball guy, got dismantled by the Dodgers, which you'd expect, but then beat up Detroit twice, got beat up by San Diego. It's like teams that should beat him up. Teams that probably shouldn't, don't. Well, facing the Royals, teams that shouldn't. 24% K rate versus righties, 245 average. They do have a 139 ISO, 91 WRC plus versus righties. You know, Pasquantino, Melendez, Salvi, even Prado. Like, there's a bunch of dudes that are starting to rake for Kansas City, but also a ton of swing and miss in that lineup. So for $7,300, there is some serious upside in a tournament with Joe Ryan. Alex Cobb at 7K is always a fun one. You know, 15-point-ish. Floyd, 14.5 his last time after back-to-back 20-plus, including a 30-plus point performance. He's not going to completely destroy you, but he's got some bad outings under his belt. There's no sugarcoating that. But he's got a ceiling that most guys in his price range don't have, and that's something to keep in mind. Arizona's not striking out a lot lately, though. 18% K rate over the last month versus righties, hitting 249 with a 102 WRC plus, but at Cobb's price point, I can be in play on him at 7,000. I prefer the ceiling of Joe Ryan. That intrigues me a lot, but both are okay. And then your punt on this slate, as weird as it may sound to some, but I was doing fab work for the week, and I dug in on Chris Bubich. And Bubi has put up 16 or more points in five straight starts. He's $6,700. That pays the bills, folks. He's got a couple 20s in there. He's been, and this is the White Sox, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Rays, and the Blue Jays at Toronto, at New York. Not complete pushovers in these departments, and he's getting you basically 16-plus points. That's pretty impressive from Chris Bubich, who we at one point we thought was just a complete batting practice pitcher. And could he revert back to that? Of course. But he's facing Minnesota, 23.5% carry the past month for his lefty. He's hitting 229 with a 98 WRC plus. They do have a 172 ISO, so lots of pop versus lefties. But Bube is getting it done. 5 to 6 innings, getting you about a strikeout an inning, limiting the damage. I don't mind him as a punt at 6,700. So recapping, Ohtani and Cole, both elite plays. Zero, probably the one. Cole's 200 cheaper. Both really good. I prefer, honestly, saving a few shekels and going to Luis Castillo at 92. You can go there, but zero problem with Ohtani or Cole. No problem at all. Strider's GPP for sure, but only GPP. Joe Ryan at 73 is enticing. Alex Cobb, I don't mind. I prefer Ryan over Cobb. But the cheap punt I like is Chris Bubich at 67, and it allows you to get a lot of bats with a guy with the potential. Here's the difference, though. So Bubich, remember, 15 to 20 points, where we've literally seen Cobb go 20 and 30 points recently. We've seen John Gray go big. So that's kind of the difference. Like, Bubich has provided a better consistent floor right now, and, you know, 20 points from a $6,700 guy would be awesome. Alex Cobb might get you 10, but we've seen him get you 30. That's the difference between the two. Arizona's not striking out a lot. Minnesota strikes out 23.5% of the time versus lefties. You weigh these options out, see what the lineups come out like. Maybe we'll get some upper hands in those scenarios too. So just look at those, but that's kind of how you can differentiate down below here.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, recapping, or no, hitters on this 10-game slate for you. Catcher's position, we'll start things off. Josiah Gray does throw a lot of home run balls. So Wilson Contreras, if you want to be contrarian, don't mind him at 58. You probably don't have to spend that much. I'd honestly rather get like Adley Rutschman at 47 or even Salvi Perez versus a flyball pitcher like Joe Ryan at 46. Adley Rutschman's just been beast mode. So I kind of like him at 47 if I'm paying up at the position. Otherwise, your Salvi Perez, your MJ Melendez are hitting really well. Could be a very, very good spot. Cheaper than 4K, though, you got Danny Jansen at 39 versus Bradish. You can definitely attack Bradish. Don't mind that. I will say the White Sox have been very disappointing, but I did not mention Urquidy because he has had some interesting splits home road, and he is on the road. So if you want to be contrarian with the White Sox, Grandal at 36 is in play. They've just been so inconsistent. It's tough to like circle the wagons on that. Jose Trevino at $2,800 versus the lefty Yarbrough. I love attacking Yarbrough anytime I can. The Yankees should be very popular. But if you don't want to go Trevino versus Yarbrough and Joey Bart is in the lineup for the Giants against Bumgarner at 27, sign me up. Now, Bubich used to be a massive home run guy, like we said, and that could revert at any moment. So I'll say it like I say every time because he's too cheap for tournaments only. Is Gary Sanchez at $2,600. Could legit go for 4 with 4Ks, but we've seen what he can do on tournaments. And at his price point, it's game-changer stuff. If you can punt catcher and get at least a home run out of him, that is tremendous. I know it sounds pretty simple, but it just does so much for your lineup, does so much for everything. So something to think. That's where, like, in tournaments, Gary Sanchez, like, I'm punting the position. In reality, if I punt catcher and he gets me a zero, and I do fine everywhere else. That's fine. When I won the 50K, I had JT Realmuto at catcher put up a zero. So I didn't even punt, and I got a zero at catcher, still won the whole goddamn thing. So it's very possible. I'd rather punt and get a zero, but I'm just trying to explain to you the catcher's position is such a volatile position that if you can get away with it, that's the position for me to go to. Obviously, you could get a zero anywhere and be fine, but that's why I like to punt catcher if I can. A guy like Gary Sanchez, Joey Bart, and Trevino, all below 3K, give you three pretty solid punt options at the position. First base position for you, got Vladito at 6K, not bad at all, versus Bradish. Bradish is not good, so I can see Toronto's has been another team that's all or nothing, which is very tilting, but it's a good spot if you want to go that direction. But Anthony Rizzo at 53 might get no, as a popular Yankees thing, Rizzo might not get there. Rizzo crushes lefties. Do not ignore that. Crushes lefties. He's got the short porch and right tonight. So Rizzo at 53 is an intriguing, hopefully lower-owned piece of a very, very popular New York stack. So keep that one in mind. Going down farther, they're like, oh, I respect Carrasco not enough not to go Matt Olson. But Matt Olson is on a home run barrage right now. So if you believe in he's streaking, well, Matt Olson is streaking right now. So if you want to jump on the train, knock yourself out. Other options, Jose Abreu, 46 versus Urquidy. Talked about that a second ago. Luke Voit, I'm not looking to target Stroman, so I'll be kind of avoid that one. Jose Miranda, though, at $3,500 versus Bubik. Miranda's first base, third base, that's definitely an option for you. Seth Brown, our dog, he's got a righty on the mound in Glenn Otto. Seth Brown is 33. Load up. So Seth Brown at 33. Big fan of that, as usual, in those situations. Meneses of Washington, he's first base outfit eligible at 31. He's a good punt, throwing a lot of pops since getting called up from AAA. He would strictly be a punt. I'm not looking to stack Washington versus Stroman. Stroman might not be great anymore, but he's also not like getting blown up where a stack is productive. So it's all about one-offs and values, and that's where Meneses at $3,100 comes into play. If you're fading Caprillion, Nathaniel Lowe's still cheap at 29. That's an option for you. Some other cheapies, though. Vinny Pascantino is only $2,100, and Vinny Pascantino is raking, folks. 26, 5, 16, 6, 19, 16, even a 0, an 11, a 9. The dude's been like $2,400 or less every one of those games, and he is crushing baseballs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's hit safely in 10 of his last 12. He's $2,100. He's got Joe Ryan, a heavy fly ball guy. He might get schooled by Joe Ryan. At the same time, you look at that production at $2,100. That is a phenomenal value in cash games, in tournaments. That's a great value. He should not be priced at 21. At least give him like 29 or 3K. Like 21 is just, it's not like he's done it one or two games. He legit has been doing this for almost 2 weeks now. So it's time to put up or shut up DraftKings. Very simple. Second base, you got Altuve if you want against Cueto. That's just fine. But Morel of Chicago has really been raking. If you look at his quality contact metrics, lots of good barrels, lots of good hard contact. So second base outfield at $5,300 would be a guy to take a peek at. A few others for you on this one. Gleyber Torres has been scuffling, but it's Ryan Yarbrough. Now, Yarbrough won't go deep, so then you got the Rays bullpen, and that is stressful. So it's a reason to not really stack the Yankees and avoid the chalk. But they could legit put up like 10 off of Yarbrough if he's off. So it's a tilting spot. I probably won't. It's like stacking coolers. I probably won't stock the Yankees because they'll be very popular. But if you are, these are the guys you want to attack. I'd rather, instead of pay 45 for Gleyber, give me 43 for Thairo Estrada with the walk-off ding dong on Sunday. He gets mad bum. That's a place I'd like to go with Thairo Estrada at $4,300. Going below 4K now, you got Luis Ringifo. It's versus Castillo, though, so cancel that thought. David, that's against Castillo as well. Man, the guys I'd like to look at. Oh, Ramon Urias, second base, third base at 3K versus Kikuchi. That is definitely a spot you could look to attack. I like that for some value at the position. Other than that, though, not a whole heck of a lot. Nick Madrigal could be okay for DFS. Like, for season long, I'm not a fan because he's no power at all. But the dude's hitting like 400 since he returned from the IL. But then you look at it, 6, 2, 8, 0, 3, 6, 12, 16, 11. So that's three games. He's got double-digit points, but he just doesn't do much with his hits. But $2,100 for Josiah Gray, it's a punt. Not one of my favorite punts, let's put it that way. Like, it's a punt, but don't get overly excited. Third base position for you, Austin Riley versus Carrasco. I just like Riley almost anytime. Bregman versus Cueto is fine at 49. Bobby Witt is okay. I prefer some other guys. He's $4,800, but it's fine. But in reality, Matt Chapman at 47 is a guy I'd like to go to. Like him and Riley's just like that consistency I love to see. You know, Donaldson's down there at 42. Longo versus Mad Bum at 39 is definitely a place to go. In this, like the Giants, I'm a sucker for the Giants in this situation. If JD Davis is in the lineup, I don't like how they're not playing him every day. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But JD Davis at $2,800 versus Bumgarner, don't tell me about his splits. I get it, but you traded for the young kid, play him. Like it's simple. You're not going to the playoffs. But JD Davis, $2,800 versus Bumgarner, I'm a fan of that. And also, if you guys follow me on Twitter and you see my season long fantasy content, Emmanuel Rivera is crushing baseballs for Arizona. I've been writing about it all week. I've been talking about it on podcasts. I've been tweeting about it. I added them all over the place on Sunday night. He is crushing baseballs, not just because they played in Coors, even before Coors. Emmanuel Rivera is $2,300 against Alex Cobb. So that is a great, like, that's Pascantino-esque value. That's why I don't think he needed to punt with Madrigal, but Pascantino at 21, Rivera at 23. Great values. Like you could make an all value lineup, might not be stack oriented, but an all value lineup that has a massive ceiling and get like Cole and Otani or Castillo and Cole, or just go Castillo and Otani and just take that game out of the books. We saw it work for Castillo and Cole. Like these are options you could do and just punt with some of these dudes and still be able to have a very sexy lineup. Shortstop position for you here. You got Trey Turner if you want, but Corey Seager at 51 is a good payup spot. Same as Willie. No, Corey Seager is a good payup spot. I'll keep playing Bo Bichette. He's up to 48. He's getting closer to 5K, folks. Getting closer. But Bichette at 48 is someone I like quite a bit as well. Don't mind Carlos Correa versus Bubich. I still like Bubich as a punt, but if you're not going to do, there's some good. There's a reason why when we talked about the Twins, they strike out a lot versus lefties. Not a great average. Not a great WRC+. Very good ISO. These guys have a ton of power versus lefties. Overall production, not the best. So Correa at 44 is fine. Like Thyro Estrada at 43 as well. Jorge Mateo, King Mateo, is $3,600 versus Kikuchi. So I'm on board with that one, too. Heading to the outfield for you, Judge is always fine, especially against a guy like Yarbrough. But Jordan Alvarez at 61, be nice to see him get back off the schneid. That'd be good. Teoscar at 52, I'm just waiting for that to happen, but it just hasn't. That's a disappointment one for me. But Cedric Mullins versus Kikuchi at 5K, I don't mind that. Kyle Tucker really smoking the ball. He's $4,700 versus Cueto. You can get on board there. Eloy Jimenez is still hitting. He's $4,400. Not bad. Michael Harris Jr. Carrasco's good enough, but Carrasco has gotten beat up lately, so keep an eye on that. But Michael Harris at 43, MJ Melendez at 43 are both in play. Going below 4K now. You got Cody Bellinger in a tournament at 39 is actually kind of starting to hit the baseball. But Austin Slater should be leading off for the Giants. He's $3,700 for his Mad Bum. Aledmys Diaz is hitting everything. Like I've been added him in leagues and deeper leagues right now for season long. He's $3,600 for his Johnny Cueto. He is hitting everything. Jake McCarthy, like you can almost stack the Giants D-backs game. That's just scary. Like if you think Cobb does not have it, Jake McCarthy's getting on and stealing a lot of bases. So he can put up some points for you. He's $3,500. I'm not saying stack that game, but you could live in a world where I wouldn't be shocked if somehow that game ends up like 7-6. I really wouldn't. So Jake McCarthy at 35, hundo. I could also see that game ending 2-0. So it's an ugly baseball game with two ugly teams. That's just how that works. A couple other options for you. In tournaments, Joey Gallo is starting to do just enough to be tournament relevant again. The way I think about Gary Sanchez in tournaments, that's Joey Gallo when he's $3,300. Like it's boom or bust, but $3,300 for a guy that could put up 20-plus points. That's tournament value. That's what we're talking about there. So keep him in mind. I like the Pascantinos and Rivera's more, but keep him in mind. Same with Franmil Reyes, since he's come over to the Cubs, actually hitting well, still striking out a ton, but hitting well. He's $2,900 versus Josiah Gray. A few others down here, probably, check the lineups because some of these guys are getting like Tyrone Taylor used to be a for sure thing, but now he's in and out of the lineup. So Lamont Wade probably doesn't play with the lefty Bumgarner on the mound, but he had a big weekend. So we'll be playing some Lamont Wade in the coming days. So yeah, check your lineups, see what else pops up for you here. Recapping your pitching on this one, you got Otani and Cole up top at 10-3 and 10-1, both phenomenal plays. Zero problem with either one. But if you want to save some money, Luis Castillo at 92 is just fine. Just fine for us in the slate. I think he has just as high a ceiling as the other guys. So I have no problem saving some cash there. You can play Spencer Strider in tournaments. You just got to hope he goes deep enough. That's what makes him tournament only, not a cash play. Joe Ryan at 73 is okay. Alex Cobb at 7K. And then Chris Bubich is your punt at 67. So I prefer like a Bubic Castillo, or like I said, with all the value, you can get a combination of Castillo, Cole, and Otani and make it work just fine. Your bats on this slate, the Cubs versus Josiah Gray is okay, not a top spot. Yankees will be a very popular spot. Don't mind Toronto versus Bradish either. But Kansas City is enticing versus Joe Ryan, I'll be honest. Very enticing in that one. Oakland a little bit enticing, especially like the Seth Browns of the world and stuff. But it's tough to play Seth Brown at 33, as much as I love Seth Brown, as much as he's been a monster for us, when you can play Pascantino at 21. Like, that is a misprice on Pascantino against Jose Urquidy, or against Joe Ryan. I know Ryan's been a hit and miss, but Pask has been crushing it. So get some Italian beef, get some Italian breakfast, whatever you call them, and make it happen. Houston versus Cueto. I'm going to keep attacking Cueto. I don't know how this keeps happening. And then that Arizona Giants game. Giants, I prefer versus Bumgarner, but Arizona versus Cobb. Like, Cobb has his good starts, but also not. And that Giants bullpen is just so inconsistent right now. So that's an enticing late night spot. So interesting slate. There's some good pitching, some interesting stack stuff. Nothing that's like for sure, except the Yankees will be very popular. So you can pivot off of that. But it should be a fun one. Should be a very, very fun one to kick off the week. 10-gamer on a Monday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Hit us up on the free Fantasy DJs Discord. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify. If you're watching the video, give the old thumbs up and give a comment in the comment section. But other than that, guys, you guys have a great Monday. And I will be back to you guys tomorrow night for MLB DFS Quick Hits, August 15th edition.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.